Okay, good evening. This is Bougie B coming to you from the Prince Manor. I was just sitting here looking at Facebook and I was noticing, you know, how they're all talking about Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman and about how they bribed certain people to get their kids in to certain Ivy League colleges. And a lot of people are in an uproar about it, but my take on it is, oh well, white privilege at its best. This has been going on for years. Why are people just now noticing it now? I don't know. And does it really affect me? No, not really, because I've got a bunch of student loans that need to be paid back. And if I could have went to an Ivy League school, that'd be more loans to be paid back. So I'm looking at it from a different perspective, and my perspective is, this is just something to divert our attention from what's really going on in the world. And right now we need to be paying more attention focused on the government and not on people who entertain us for a living. Ergo, R. Kelly, Michael Jackson, Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, all of these people are entertainers. So why are we focused on what they've done in their past, what they've done in their lives, that has no effect on what we're doing right now, on what the government is doing, on the things that are going on in the government? So we're being diverted from paying attention to what's really going on, to everybody's in an uproar over something that people who are here to entertain us do. Now, if I was to touch on the R. Kelly thing, I kind of stayed away from that one for a couple of months. Was not trying to touch it because for years people have known this man has been doing what he's been doing. And then all of a sudden now, we got Gail wanting to interview him. And then we have Oprah trashing Michael Jackson, who's dead and can't really defend himself. So my question to these two prominent women, Gail King and Oprah Winfrey, when are you guys going to do a story on Harvey Weinstein? And, oh wait, Oprah, you probably won't do that one since you were seen in a picture kissing on him. Or when are you going to do a story on surviving in the Catholic Church? I don't see you guys doing that. Why are you not in an uproar about what's been going on for years between the Caucasians? But now all of a sudden you're focused on what the black man is doing, and you know, and now we're focused on what some of the white women are doing. Did it ever occur to you people that the government is making sure that we stay focused on the two major groups that they really don't want to have a word? Women and African Americans. Wake up, sheep. Smell the coffee, whatever you need to do, and focus. Not on the bullshit that they keep putting in front of you, but on what the government is doing. There are laws that are being passed that you people haven't even paid attention to. But I'm not going to sit here and school anybody on what those laws are, because if you really cared about what was going on in the government, you would be focused on that and not what somebody has done in their past, or on the fact that two people from Michael Jackson's past who in the past stated that he never molested them all of a sudden are coming back out and saying that he molested them because they're on the Oprah Winfrey show. Then we've got R. Kelly crying and boo-hooing about they're trying to kill me. No, dude, they basically just bringing your dirty laundry to light. That's pretty much it. But they're not doing the same thing with the white men who have been around here molesting and sexually abusing people. No, Oprah Winfrey and Gail King are the new, need I say it, Auntie Toms. Not Uncle Toms, Aunt Toms. Because you're doing the dirty work for the white people by trying to bring down your own people. Like, why? You were all about Michael Jackson when he was alive. Now all of a sudden you're letting people destroy a man who cannot defend himself, who still has children out here who have to see and hear this mess that you're bringing up from the past. Come on, man. You needed to do this because what? They told you you had to do it in order for you to stay on top, or they will come after you? What makes you and Gail think they will not be coming for you next? Because they will. For two reasons. You got two strikes against you. Well, actually three, if you really think about it, if you guys were honest with each other. You're black, you're female, and questionably lesbians. You're next. I'm just saying. focus on the real things. What is Donald Trump and his cronies trying to keep the American people from seeing them doing? That's my venting session for Bougie B Hour from Prince Manor. Toodles.